It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The Obama administration has made expansion of broadband internet access a big priority. Right now, it's available to about 65% of U.S. homes. But in Native American communities, that number drops to around 5 to 10%. Efforts to get these homes hooked up face some big challenges.
Today, the discussion has been elevated to include broadband, but many of the people living in the territory that we serve have never had basic telephone service even accessible.
That's John Badal, CEO of Sacred Wind Communications, a company trying to get Native American homes in New Mexico online. Badal says the biggest problem is red tape.
Most areas that we serve, we have to get permission from the tribe and from the Bureau of Indian Affairs to survey a particular site. And once we get that permission to survey the site, then we have to go out and conduct what is called a centerline survey and an archaeological assessment and an environmental assessment, and then package all of those things with proper documentation, the design of the network, and on, and a permit fee, and then submit it to various jurisdictions depending on who is managing the lands. And that process can take, depending on which agency we're dealing with, anywhere from 6 months to about 2 or 2.5 years.
Over in Washington, the Federal Communications Commission is working to increase Native American broadband access as well. Jeffrey Blackwell runs the Office of Native Affairs and Policy for the FCC. He says solving this problem takes more than just his agency.
We're also coordinating with other federal agencies that have programmatic dollars. We're also working directly with tribal governments and have a new FCC Native Nations Broadband Task Force working directly with tribal governments so that we're just not coming up with things on our own, but we're trying to find solutions in a coordinated way.
The FCC and tribal groups are trying to help, says John Badal, but making something happen on tribal lands is complicated because so many state and federal agencies are involved.
The Department of Interior, for example, manages federal land, including tribal lands. The Department of Interior's major job is to manage the land, is not to get telephone service to a house. And there's the rub.
Nonetheless, Badal and others who spend a lot of time on this issue think the situation will improve. More households will get broadband, bureaucracy will be overcome. Part of the reason for that optimism is that demand is strong. Again, Jeffrey Blackwell from the FCC.
There's a fantastic study that was done a little over a year ago by some folks from Native Public Media and the New America Foundation, which proved that Native Americans in the United States adopt broadband technologies at a higher rate than any other segment of society.
Read more about this issue at our website, marketplacetech.org. You can also read our blog and sign up to get a daily email from us every weekday morning about what's going on in technology. Time to improve your tech vocabulary.
Dermal punches.
I'll explain. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a robot to perform hair transplant procedures on people. The robot punches into your skin, dermal punches, to harvest hair follicles from parts of your scalp that are still growing hair. Then it implants them in the barren regions. Punched by a robot. It's like touched by an angel. Then the hair grows in that new spot. It's great news for men who are bald and don't want to be, and who think it sounds like a lovely idea to sit there while a robot yanks stuff out of one part of their head and shoves it into another. Thanks to the procedure that goes by today's new tech vocabulary phrase,
dermal punches.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.